You've joined Sabor Latino 100.7 FM here in the studio. Tina Elmer Green, DJ Clow, and DJ Chamo. We've had such a great hour so far with all this music that he's laid out for us. DJ Chamo is the best, right, Clow?
Yes, muy buena música.
But I'm going to put you on the hot seat here, Clow. I want to hear about your trip to Argentina.
Oh my gosh, I'm still recuperating.
DJ Clow came back from Argentina on Monday.
I was there for a week and a half, and it was amazing, absolutely amazing. If everyone ever gets the opportunity to go, it's a completely different culture, environment, food, absolutely everything, and it's surrounded by so many countries. You have Uruguay, Paraguay, Chile, Brazil. So I had an opportunity to visit one of the corners where Paraguay, Brazil, and Argentina meet at the, what's it called, Rio Paraná, by the Iguazu Falls, and that was just incredible. It was absolutely incredible. And then I was in Buenos Aires for most of the time, staying with a friend. His name's Julian, and he was just amazing, amazing friend. He's a family friend, so my dad and my sister came with us. So I want to give him a shout out because he was just super, super, super nice. His family as well. And it's just, I mean, there's just so much culture. There's, you know, you have European, you have Spanish, like French, Italian. And then you have all these tourists from all over the world. You have Germans and Japanese and just people from all over the world visiting the city. It's also the Mecca for tango.
Yeah.
You know, tango and meat. So I got to drink a lot of wine and meat. I mean, you kind of have to.
And mate, right? They drink mate
and
too.
And mate. I mean, that was just, I mean, that the mate part, really, I was really curious about it because it's like fanatism over this drink. It's a tea, but it's
and they drink it in a gourd, no?
Yes. And in Spanish, they're called materas. But everywhere you go, whether it's a polo match, a soccer match, just going to the park or, you know, just sitting at home, these people have their materas and mate all day long. Like it's almost like I was curious, just wanting to try it. And I tried it once and it really just tastes like tea, like just very strong tea. But I also
it's
heard
the bomb,
it's
huh?
well, yeah. But I heard like it's also very addictive. So I guess if you keep drinking it, it's just addictive. But it's just a city with it's a country with so much culture. And then you have in the south, which I didn't get a chance to visit because of time. But there's glaciers that I look forward to visiting again.
How long of a flight is it?
It was like a 12-hour flight.
Oof,
so I was very tired. I'm still recuperating from it.
And you got back on Monday, right?
Yes, but it was just a long flight.
How long were you there?
I was there for, about a week and a half.
And the food?
The food is absolutely amazing. I mean, it's just that I think every Latin country has such specific
signature food
mm-hmm. and their food is meats,
the carne,
meats and bread, and of course my favorite dessert that I didn't know was my favorite dessert till I went there was they're called panqueques, which are like crepes with dulce de leche. And I would literally like lick the plate at restaurants. It was so good. People would freak out. My dad almost like disowned me. But it's just so good. And what else did we do? We drink a lot of coffee as well. So I drank a lot of coffee and Coke. Like Coca-Cola is huge. So we not the drug. Not the drug.
I was
just looking at their faces. Like, what?
I was not looking goofy.
Guys. Soda. But you know what? It tastes different because not only is it in glass, but taste is so different. Yeah. It's just so much sweeter. So I was on a Coke cut.
Actually, since you're from Mexico, you can probably attest to this too, and that a lot of people from Mexico City bring in Coke.
Yeah.
To the States because it tastes different and they're used to that.
Yeah. Actually, if you go to the supermarkets here, Fiesta or La Michoacana, they have the glass bottles and straight from Mexico, and the taste is just so much
more different.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's addicting. And then you do a lot of walking. So, you know, if you plan on visiting, you definitely have to bring good pair of walking shoes. There's markets with, you know, all sorts of souvenirs pretty much everywhere. We had just really good luck with weather because it's spring there, and it's backwards from us. Their summer is in our winter and their winter is in our summer. So, you know, we had amazing weather, and then we just had several events where I got to visit one of the soccer games that I had never been to such a fanatic scene in my entire life. So we went to a Boca soccer game, and then we went to a polo match that I'd never been to either. So it was just a lot of firsts.
What a great experience for you.
It was pretty amazing. I learned a lot. I learned a lot because, you know, you learn about these countries like in geography class, and, you know, you probably can locate them in the map, but you really don't know their structure. You really don't know the culture until you visit it. So I never once looked at a map while I was there, which was just random. Like, we didn't plan it to be that way. But the whole time we were there, like, where are we? What are we doing? You know, like, what part of the city are we in? So we just kind of guessed it. And then at the end of the trip, we looked at the map and it just all comes together. We're just like, okay, this is where I was at. This is what I was doing. We also encountered a strike, an airplane strike from Iguazu Falls to Buenos Aires. So we took a flight on our way there, but on the way back there was a strike. So we lost our flight and we had to take the bus, which is a 16-hour ride bus.
Oh no.
But it was worth it because you get to see all the scenery from Iguazu to Buenos Aires, and that
was a plus.
Yeah, it was
the blessing in disguise. Right?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You see, like, I've never seen so many cows and horses in my life.
Or you can come back home to me with me to Wisconsin and see cows.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back. I was sad to leave, but I was really excited to be home.
So, is there a large U.S. influence at all? I know a lot of countries usually gravitate towards.
You know, it's kind of sad because they don't really, Argentinians aren't very fond of Americans to a certain extent.
As the Argentinians hang up now or turn off the show, right?
Well, like, it's just, you know, like, it's just, it's a culture. It's like, you know, like the French. You hear about people not liking the French or French not liking the U.S. It's just a cultural, social thing.
So, but, La Rubias are not welcome too much there?
Well, at the same time, though, a lot of their business is, you know, they have IBM, they have Citibank, they have a lot of their big companies are from the U.S. And it's like any other Latin American country that, you know, that the U.S. has a lot of influence in them. And, you know, maybe some countries resent it, some people don't care, but it's just like, you see a lot of European influence in Argentina, but it's just like any other Latin country. There were instances where we couldn't get change for 10 pesos in coins because there's a shortage of coins in Argentina. So, you know, those are very like Latin American type situations or, you know, cab driver, you know, not wanting to take you a couple blocks down.
What about poverty? Did you...
There is poverty, except it's very secluded from the city, so you really don't see it much. You only see it in specific areas, like maybe downtown where there's still strikes going on from the Malvin War. But you really don't get to encounter a lot of that. They have favelas.
Yeah.
I've heard of those.
Like in Brazil.
Like in Brazil, but mm-hmm. they're at the outskirts of the mm-hmm. city. So we don't really get to see it much, but you still have to be careful.
Sabor Latino actually sponsored in Milwaukee a movie called Favela Rising.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that, it's a great movie.
I'd love to see it. Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's a completely, it's like the Untouchables from India. They don't get along with the people in the city.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's, like I said, it's like any other Latin American city where you see the very, very, very wealthy, and then you also see the very, very poor.
Yeah.
You get to encounter both.
Sure.
But nonetheless, I mean, it's definitely a country worth visiting. I never expected it to be that way. I always thought of Argentina as like, you know, kind of being snobby. And that's what they're known for, being snobby, stuck up. And they think they're the best from South America. But they have a lot that they can brag from. They're really great at sports. And I learned that, too. They're really great in soccer. They're really great in polo. They're great in basketball. They're great in cooking. They're great in a lot of things. So
wow.
They can't complain.
Spokesperson right here for Argentina. Sounds great.
Más música. Claro que sí, Tina. We're going to have some more salsa, amigos. Y son merengue.
Y sintoniza después de Sabor Latino esta noche a las 10:30 p.m. para escuchar más salsa, merengue y bachata con Cristo de Rock. Música con mensaje. Aquí en 100.7 The Words.
Cuánto sufriste, y sé cuánto lloraste, y cuando te caíste yo, te ayudé a levantarte, ahora que alzas el vuelo, solo quieres dejarme, pero yo solo vine aquí, para preguntarte, ay dime, dime, dime si te vas.
Okay, Sabor Latino listeners, for those of you who love their car and would like some toys, Robles Car Toys is the place to go for all your needs for your cars. 809 West Jefferson Street, Grand Prairie, Texas. They can do car stereos and installation, car alarms, video, remote starters, and window tinting. 809 West Jefferson Street in Grand Prairie, Robles Car Toys, 972-262-6500.
Hola amigos de Sabor Latino, si necesitas instalación de estéreos para tu auto, alarmas para tu auto, equipo para video, encendido automático o vidrios polarizados, puedes llamar a Robles Car Toys, localizado en 8009 West Jefferson Street en Grand Prairie, Texas. El número telefónico es 972-262-6500 y se habla español. Otra vez, Robles Car Toys, localizado en 809 West Jefferson Street, Grand Prairie, Texas.
Like that. Move your body like this. party like that.
Sabor Latino listeners, Sabor Latino and Crystal the Rock, along with the North Church, presents Rebecca St. James live in concert December 5th at the North Church in Carrollton, Texas. Doors open at 6 p.m. and admission is $10. For more information, log on to saborlatinofamilia.com.
Sabor Latino y Cristo de Rock, junto con la Iglesia de North Church, presenta Rebecca St. James en vivo en concierto este próximo 5 de diciembre dentro de la Iglesia de North Church, ubicada en Carrollton, Texas. Las puertas abren a las 6 p.m. y la admisión es $10. Para más información, visita saborlatinofamilia.com.
No sé qué hacer para contarte lo que yo estoy sintiendo desde que te vi llegar un día a mi vida.
No sé cómo disimularte que tengo un alboroto que me pica poco a poco todo el día.
Quizás tan solo es de decirlo.
Hasta que no pueda aguantarlo ni un segundo, no, mi amor.
Que si te digo la verdad, tan solo quiero de tu boca que me digas que tu amor es como el sol que me ilumina. Que ya no quiero aparentar, que solo quiero contemplarte como luna que se juega en tu balcón muriendo el día. Y si te digo la verdad, puedes vivir todos mis besos que te tengo por decir para entregarte vida mía.
Cayó la luz que alumbra el día y empieza mi delirio por querer que ya amanezca para ver. La noche es larga sin tenerte y paso mi desvelo suspirando una caricia para querer.
Quizás no tengo que esperar, te lo repito sin cesar, entenderás lo que yo siento. No tengo más donde navegar, mi corazón se va a estallar por retenerte todo el tiempo aquí en mi mente sin amor.
Que si te digo la verdad, tan solo quiero de tu boca que me digas que tu amor es como el sol que me ilumina. Que ya no quiero aparentar, que solo quiero contemplarte como luna que se cuelga en tu balcón muriendo el día. Y si te digo la verdad, puedes vivir todos mis besos que te tengo por decir para entregarte vida mía. Que ya no me quiero aguantar, te vas a tener que enterar que mis latidos tienen dueño para siempre en tu guarida.
Guárdame siempre donde no haya frío.
Arropa este amor que te tengo.
Mírame a los ojos para hacerte mía.
Y ven aquí así donde quiera, yo te quiera sin mi amor.
Amigos de Sabor Latino, no se olviden encontrarnos en internet en saborlatinofamilia.com.
Y también, si quieren escucharnos en vivo, pueden buscarnos en www.thewordfm.com. Y también, si nos quieren encontrar en Facebook, solo busquen Sabor Latino Dallas, donde pueden encontrar más noticias, información y fotos sobre el grupo. Y esperemos escuchar de ustedes de nuevo.
Un placer volver a verte, volver a hablarte.
hizo que jure no hacerlo más. Pero tú eres inevitable. Eres mujer y yo. Eres un hombre que a ciegas va tras tu piel. Pero en tu mirada yo no vi la misma de ayer. Esa luz que brillaba a través de ese par de luceros que me hicieron creer que las buenas intenciones pueden más que el perdón. Y lo eché todo a perder. Y hoy es muy tarde para decirte lo mucho que lo siento.
Seguro que se siente bien.
Se siente bien
volver a verte.
Tenerte cerca otra vez, mirarte con tu placer. Aún me tienes a tus pies.
Seguro que se siente bien.
Se siente bien
verte de frente.
Tantas noches, mujer, cuánto placer. Y hoy todo es diferente.
No se vayan. We'll be right back after a short commercial break on Sabor Latino 100.7 KWRD.